B4 Y B5 5 6. Okay. Just waiting. It knocked me off. It knocked me off. Okay. Apply. Okay. It knocked me off. Okay, Skype. Sorry, it knocked me off. It's not letting me do. Can I do?
Good morning, Mo.
Oh, you're there. It knocked me off the first couple times, so I'm glad I got you.
Oh, me too. Let me. Can you hear me fine now?
Yeah, I can totally hear you. You're good.
Great. Yes, we're in the mountains, and it's like I said, our phone coverage is not very good.
I'm sure. Absolutely. But it sounds like a great little spot.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Friends, I think that Crystal's known him, I think we figured out about 30 years, and I've known him about 25, so.
Aw, that's the best. They're like family.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just let life get in the way and don't spend enough time with people, so.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay, so this was my idea. I don't know if this is okay with you, but I just thought that if I did a quick little blog thing with you and like kind of like a quick reference for my readers, because it's all kind of about your following your intuition and wellness and all that type of thing and abundance. And yours, obviously, you're a wellness expert. So I thought, well, if I could give them tools, like a quick reference, because they may not know of you, then it would be another reference to help them kind of create a life of, you know, a more balanced life with intuition at the forefront and using, you know, energy.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think that we should, as we start our guests for next 2017, we should also have you on my podcast. That would be a great way to kind of share the love. So,
all right. That would be fun. That would be great.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that.
So yeah, let's make it easy for you. So yeah, I can just let it roll. I've got the questions here in front of me, and you can change them up. Whatever your intuition tells you, I'm open.
Okay, no problem. Okay, first I just want to tell people what it is that you do, and how did you get onto this path of wellness and become the healer that you are.
You know, I think that first of all, I got hurt playing sports, and I really think it was my destiny. I grew up in a little bit of a dysfunction, like most people. And I happened to go to the chiropractor after the hospitals cleared me of having a broken pelvis, which is interesting thinking about breaking my pelvis last year.
Yeah.
Full circle here. But my mom took me to the chiropractor, and I'm from a small town.
So how old were you when you broke your pelvis as a child?
Well, I heard it. I didn't break
it. Oh, you heard it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
So, yeah, I hurt my pelvis playing basketball. My mom took me to the hospital. There's no fractures. And so then she took me to the chiropractor. And I really don't remember much about my chiropractic experience. What I do remember is how they made me feel. And they knew a lot about, you know, I'm from a small town of 10,000 people. They knew what was going on in my family, because that's what people know in small towns. They know that in big towns, actually.
Yeah.
So I really fell in love with the possibility of really helping people feel better holistically. And so I worked for this chiropractor eventually. And when I went off to college, I wanted to become a chiropractor, but I wasn't very good at science. Mm-hmm. So my chemistry teacher told me I should get a new profession. So my undergrad's in accounting. I don't know if you know that, Mo.
No.
So my undergrad's in accounting. And then when I left and went away to college to finish my last 2 years outside of junior college, I really missed being around the chiropractic profession. And so I got to be a senior, and I said, look, you know what? You can figure this out. And so I started working on my sciences, finished my bachelor's degree in accounting, and then started getting all the prereqs I needed for chiropractic college.
Okay.
So that's kind of why I do it. But what I do is I help people kind of write a wellness plan for their life. People have plans for their finances, and they have plans for their vacation, and they have plans for their career. But they don't have a plan for the most important asset they have, which is their well-being. And I look at the person from a whole perspective, mechanical health, chemical, energetical, psychological, spiritual. And we could give you a link to my mini book that they can download free. Have you seen my mini book?
I have seen it. So we'll put that link in there.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get the new copy of the 2016 copy.
Okay.
Which has, you know, ways in there to think about your body holistically and some tools.
Okay, great. All right. And then we'll go on to the next. You focus on wellness and self-care. How would you define these things?
Well, to me, I think about wellness and kind of well-being. I kind of use that word a little bit more because I like the beingness of it. And well-being in the dictionary means happiness. And so I've tried to figure out how I can be more happy through my life. And I don't know about you. It's like I've got a sprained ankle right now. It is hard to be happy when you're dealing with a sprained ankle or a broken pelvis or a broken heart or a digestive problem or depression or anxiety. So for me, well-being is where you're able to move through life without your body, mind, or spirit getting in your way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so self-care, for me, is self-love.
Yep. Okay. So. That's perfect. I'm just in the way. Okay. All right. Now, how do you create your own self-care routine? What do you do for yourself?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's I've amped it up, that's for sure, with my accident. You know, I think for years I did things like, you know, I get chiropractic care, I get massage care, I'd move, whether it's walking with my friends or biking or swimming or taking time to be more present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did things like Transcend You. That, I think that was great self-care. My self-care now, typically before I ever leave my office, I've done more for self-care than most people do in probably a week. I'll get up and do an affirmation. Actually, mm-hmm. My routine is when I'll get up, I'll drink a glass of lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will maybe take a few supplements based on my genetic profile,
mm-hmm.
which I'm super pumped about now. It's one of my favorite things. And then I'll do an affirmation.
Okay.
And then I may go, then I'll go do maybe some exercises for my posture based on my accident.
Mm-hmm.
I may go do a biomat. Okay. I may do a little bit of a swinging machine I used for my lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll go for a walk or swim.
All right.
That's kind of my normal routine. Maybe sit in my sauna, my infrared sauna.
Okay.
That's my
perfect.
Morning routine. Have a glass. Have some bone broth.
Yeah, bone broth is great.
Or some juice.
Yeah.
That's kind of my rock star morning. I probably start my morning that way 4 or 5 mornings a week.
Right. Wow.
Some mornings I'm out the door because I've got a meeting at 7:30. I've been working really hard since my accident to not have meetings every single morning at 7:30.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get up before 6 o'clock. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay. That sounds like a perfect day. Morning.
Yeah. That sounds great. Then I go about my day and take care of my clients and may have a lunch meeting or I may see a friend over lunch, take care of clients or do a podcast in the afternoon or go get a massage or get adjusted and kind of, you know, walk with my dogs. That's self-care for me. You know, I know you love animals too. So
yes.
That's part of my self-care.
All right. That's perfect. And then how does taking care of yourself like that tie into your intuition?
Oh gosh. I think it's such a big deal to really listen. I know I just went through the 23andMe and genetic counseling. And as they were talking to me about the findings of my genome, and what they do is they look at where you might have some hiccups in your genes. And I have intuitively known that because I would listen. You know, if I eat this food and I don't feel great from it, I'm tuning in to how I feel when I'm around people,
mm-hmm.
how I feel when I'm the food I'm eating, how I feel with a song I'm listening to. So I use my intuition so much, and I think I realized I use it some, but I don't think I realized how much until they said, "Oh, by the way, on your genes, here's what it showed." And I thought, gosh, you know, I knew that.
Wow.
I knew I didn't respond well to alcohol. I knew I didn't respond well to taking NSAIDs. Not because I had a bad reaction, but I just knew it intuitively.
Yeah.
So I think if people just really would quit listening to everybody else about their body, yeah. Take that as guidance, but don't take that as fact for your body.
Yeah. Okay.
So use your health practitioners as guidance. I don't know what's best for you, but I can definitely nudge you and guide you, and then I can encourage you to tune in and listen.
Okay. All right. You define wellness as the approach of mind, body, and spirit. What have you learned most about the power of energy and belief?
That your body, mind, spirit is the most amazing tool, machine, car, computer, whatever you want to use, and that people take it for granted. They value sometimes more their vehicle or their mm-hmm. Mac computer or their iPhone than they value themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got to put ourselves in the equation more.
Okay, and then I think that's 100% right. That's awesome. And then what about your bike accident when you broke your pelvis? What's the biggest lesson you learned just recently in healing your body and the power of belief?
Showing up.
Ah, okay.
You know, showing up for yourself mm-hmm. and really and taking that time. I think that it's easy for us to show up for, I don't know about you, it's easy for me to show up for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to really turn that on myself and show up and then allow other people to show up for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And taking the time, I learned so much. But I think the biggest message, I'm probably going to write a book and it's called The Odds in My Favor.
Okay.
I think I had the odds in my favor because I was moving. I was grateful. I was, fueling my body right.
Yeah.
I was tuned in. And so when I remember leaving the hospital because I didn't want to stay there because I knew that wasn't the right place for me. But I remember saying, you know what, something else is wrong with my elbow and something else is wrong with my knee. And they would be like, really? And I said, yeah, because it just doesn't feel right. Because when you're in an accident like that, they go to the worse area mm-hmm. and they don't look at anything else.
Right.
You know, look at you as a whole person. It's like, okay, your pelvis has a fracture, but we're not worried about your foot or your knee or mm-hmm. your head.
Yeah.
So I learned to really show up for myself.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to read that book that you're going to write about.
First, but yes,
I think definitely. You should write a book. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic to do that. All right. Do you believe that abundance and wellness are connected? And if so, how?
God, I've never been asked that question, Mo. That's a great question. I do believe they're connected because I think it's hard to feel abundant without feeling happy in your mind, body, and spirit. And once again, to me, when I see the word happy and well-being, it means the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
And abundance from a financial perspective, are you talking about financial or just in general?
No, just in general, like abundance.
Without a doubt. I don't think you could feel abundant when you can't. I tell you, when I'm walking around, I've got this sprained ankle and I'm going to come totally clean with you. I got it because I looked down at my phone when I was walking. And it's a bad sprained ankle, the worst I've ever had. And I'm thinking, and because I'm frustrated with it, because of how I got it, mm-hmm. I'm finding that it's the healing is interesting for me. So I'm just aware of my attitude towards it.
Yeah.
My bike accident, that was a freak accident. But this ankle accident, I had full, full responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not feeling very abundant right now because I'm frustrated with my ankle.
Yeah.
So without it, there's definitely connected. Oh, gosh, what would be the Italian word for that? I don't know the Italian word for that. I just think it's a distraction. When you're not well, it's a distraction. And when you're distracted, you can't be abundant.
Yeah. Yep. When you're distracted, you can't be abundant. That's a very good point. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And what would you say are some small changes? I know you have, your books and you have everything, a lot available to people, but what are some small changes anyone can make that will put them on a path to wellness and create a noticeable difference in their quality of life? Because, it's hard for people to adjust to new
One of the simplest ones, and and this is so stinking simple, but I'm going to tell you, it's probably it's in the top five that people pick when I travel around the country speaking about things people can do. Because I do a workshop for CEOs about my second book, Engage, Energize, Enrich. Drink water. It is so stinking simple, but people don't do it. I get, yeah, I think drink water is huge. I think checking in with your body and saying, you know what, I had that broccoli, how do I feel? I had that coffee, how do I feel? I think that is a big small change, just really, really, really trusting yourself and not all the books and stuff. I think having food, here's another top five, having food before you have alcohol or caffeine.
That's a big one.
Yeah,
I
that's huge.
think, right?
Yeah, I think it's right. Here's another big one. Chewing your food.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So
Yeah, that's
simple.
those are three good ones. I think that when people think about chewing your food, how you absorb life, are you just kind of surfacing through it? Are you just really not even tapping in and just kind of inhaling it and not really tasting it?
Okay, perfect. Well, this is kind of similar. What are some tips you would give your clients to create a new and lasting wellness routine? I think that's above, don't you?
Yeah,
Or,
same.
okay, and then what's the message you wish people would hear, though, and the most important thing that you wish more people knew? Being.
Oh, I think I'm not sure if the, let me give you this thought before I forget about it.
Okay.
I think that I don't know about you. Do you have a budget for your wellness?
I don't.
So I would say where you invest your time and energy is what's important to you.
Okay.
And I realize that the probably that my second budget item is my well-being, and that's right there by my groceries. My groceries. If I include my groceries, it's probably number one. But if I include my groceries, it's number. My groceries are probably number three. But when I think about my budget, do you put yourself? Some people say I put a budget in there for when there's crisis. And so I want people to know you either invest as you go, or your body sends you a big bill later.
Where are you? That's good. That's really good. All right. Then that's it. I think we're good, right?
Oh gosh, you are amazing. I'm so excited for you.
No, I
Thank you
think
for
you're
helping. Thanks for helping
amazing.
me.
No, I love it. I love this because I think it's so important. People, you're doing so much for people. It's just you're really a healer. It's amazing what you do.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I'm just trying to encourage people to love themselves enough to take care of themselves.
I know, you're wonderful. You're doing it though. You
Oh, thank
are.
you. Thank you. That's I must be a message I need to hear. That's the second or third time I've heard that this week. So thank you very much.
Aw, all right. Thank you for taking your morning to do this too.
Of course, call me anytime. You got my cell phone now, so
I got it. I
all
love
right.
you and tell Crystal hello.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, done.